Hello again, it's myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. I want to speak today about the Father's love. It says in 1 John 3 and verse 1, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us." Then it goes on to say that we've been called the sons of God. I remember reading once about a Bible translator. He was actually a local man, a heathen, and he was given a job as a translator. When he came to this part, he said, "No, this can't be right. God couldn't make us sons of God. Surely this is better translated servants of God." No, I can understand his amazement. But the Lord has loved us from eternity. And one of the purposes of this love is to bring us into full sonship. Someone once said, "Only love without reason can match sin without excuse." Only love without reason can match sin without excuse. Well, who is this man Jesus? I'll tell you who he is. He's the God-man, and he came to rescue. God sent his son because God loves us. Don't, but, you know, we sometimes get into this thing where we think, "Oh, well, Jesus loves us, but the Father doesn't." That's silly. That's so silly. The Father started the whole thing. He is the cause of this redemptive love, which is demonstrated in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has love for us, not merely pity. I remember some years ago I was out in the Philippines, and I was in Manila, and they have a big dump there. It's called Smoky Mountain, and everybody lived on there, lots of people, and they scavenged it. And I stood there, and I was filled with pity for those people. But actually, that pity did them no good, because I couldn't help them. I couldn't help. But God loved us, not merely pitied us. He loved us so much, he did something about our predicament. He gave himself in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and came to the cross and died for us. Isn't that wonderful? That's amazing. "Nothing to do," says the hymn writer. "Nothing to do, no, not a whit, nothing to pay. No, not a bit. All that's to do and all that's to pay, Jesus has done in his own blessed way." He has bestowed this love upon us. This gift is given to us in its perfect tense. And so we have now got possession of eternal life because Christ went to the cross. He lived for us. He died for us. Everything from his circumcision to his crucifixion was done for us. Are you listening to me? For us. If you'll put your trust in Jesus, call upon him and go to him honestly and say, "Look, I'm a sinner. I've messed up. I'm wrong. But you are right. Save me. I want to know what it is to be your child and to walk with you and follow you." He'll answer that prayer. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. We'd love to hear from you. You can contact us through our website, milesmckee.com, or by email at miles@milesmckee.com. Until next time, slán agus beannacht libh.